On Friday, Movie Friday here on The Takeaway, you most likely know our next guest, Josh Radner, from the Emmy Award-winning television series How I Met Your Mother. He plays the main character, Ted Mosby. But Radner is also a director and writer, and today his debut film, Happy Thank You More Please, hits theaters in limited release. Here's Josh and his co-star, Kate Mara, in the film.
So who's this?
This is my little brother. Not my actual brother. I'm his big brother, like big brother, big sister kind of thing, you know?
That's great. Good for you.
Yeah. Good deeds. Good deeds.
Director, writer, and actor Josh Radner joins us this morning. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
So the reason that's a laugh line, this is my little brother, is because the little kid in the film is black. You're not.
Yeah, and he's been separated from his family on the subway, and Sam, the character that I play, just kind of recklessly holds on to him. He finds him useful for meeting women.
And there is a bond, and mm-hmm. it becomes wider than simply the way to get women and becomes the narrative of the film.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few stories that kind of are woven through dealing with, you know, different people in Sam's social circle, but the first kind of 15, 20 minutes of the story set up this plot line of Sam, who's this, you know, boozy, reckless, irresponsible writer who is on his way late for a meeting, and this young boy gets separated from his family on the train, and he ends up with Sam, and he doesn't want to leave Sam, and Sam doesn't know what to do with him, and yeah, this friendship develops.
And this movie is about three couples, principally, mm-hmm. and that, again, as you said, is one of the storylines. Josh Radner, there's two things we should get out of the way at the top. You wrote, starred, and directed this film, so the comparison with Woody Allen, it seems to me, is inescapable.
Well, yeah, but it ends very quickly in that he's, you know, directed, I don't know, 20-some films, and I've directed one. But he's clearly a huge influence. I love his movies, even though I take a little pot shot at him in the movie.
Right.
But I grew up, you know, I fell in love with Annie Hall and Manhattan and those movies, and I love how well he writes for women. I have three great actresses, and I wrote parts for women that felt to me complicated and interesting. And I like how much he lets people talk. You know, I think there's a kind of people don't value dialogue as much in movies anymore as we used to. And if I'm trying to do anything in my movies, it's like allow people to speak.
Well, the other inescapable comparison with Allen is in the sense that in his movies, the characters seem to be radiating anxiety. In this particular movie, the character is actually seeking anxiety as a cure for the sense of unsatisfying kind of more significant.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well, he has a kind of riff about how his problem as a writer is that he had this happy suburban childhood, that he didn't have enough dysfunction, that it wasn't a Dickensian upbringing. I think Sam on some level is looking to unsettle his life. I mean, he does this reckless thing taking this kid in, and he's always kind of looking to get himself in these situations. But, you know, for me, I recently had written something where I said, as a writer, I'm looking to tangle up things in the first half of the movie and untangle them in the second half of the movie. And that's a lot of the fun of writing, is kind of getting your characters in trouble and then having them work their way out of trouble for the second part.
Although some reviewers have suggested that perhaps the tidying up in the end is a weakness, that perhaps more realistic would be
to keep it up in the air. I mean, that's an interesting question about, like, well, what is realism? Because I think most people are generally talking about themselves and their own worldview. So I think that I find myself in an interesting position of almost having to defend the happy ending of my movie, right? And I'm not saying this is life, but I am saying, you know, growth is possible, change is possible. You can grow up and accept a different kind of responsibility in your life and make connections in a deeper way. That's all the movie's saying. I mean, it's not the movie does end with a song, so there is this kind of glorious happy ending movie moment at the end. But I don't know if these people stay together or if it all works out. But I do know for the moment, they do kind of dust themselves off and step forward into more maturity and accept more responsibility for their own happiness. And that feels very real to me. There doesn't feel anything false or forced about that.
Do you think there's a fatigue in moviegoers for seeing just the absolute adversity, the kind of totally down in the dark hole of movies like Precious, mm-hmm. you know, these stories of lives that are completely blown to pieces, the sort of Trainspotting narrative?
I think that the idea that realism is always about darkness mm-hmm. is false, because, as you know, joy is as real as anything else. And I when I was making this movie, I was really, one of my MOs was, I don't want to be cynical. I don't want to make a cynical movie. I don't want to traffic in how hopeless and wretched and miserable humanity is, because that's not my experience of things. I mean, certainly it's there. I'm not a Pollyanna, but I also, you know, I want to believe in things. I want to, I'm constitutionally more of an optimist than a pessimist.
Josh Radner, star of How I Met Your Mother, director, writer, and star of Happy, Thank You, More, Please. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.